welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This, which is a parenting podcast about all the amazing and fantastic ways that we parent and all the fails and all the good times, right? That's a pretty succinct description of what we talk about.
Yeah. our imperfectness as parents.
Exactly. And I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with Celia Behar.
Hi, and I am a life coach and a therapist, and my daughters are 12 and 7, and their names are Harper and Lulu, and I'm sure they're thrilled that I'm outing them to the world.
Yeah, and my girls are Zoe, who is 11, and Beatrix, who is 8.5.
And you're an actress, in case everyone forgot.
Yes, I am an actress, which qualifies me for nothing as far as being an expert on parenting. If anything, it may actually make me less of one. But I know how to pretend to be one, right?
Well, yeah. Now you get to play one on TV. Before you couldn't even say that. Now you can actually say,
right?
I'm a parent and I play one on TV.
Right.
Oh my God, it's brand new. We're like forging new territory on right now.
Fantastic. Yeah. We're groundbreaking.
Uh-huh.
We really are.
I agree.
Speaking of groundbreaking, what is our groundbreaking Never Thought I'd Say This of the Week, Celia?
I'll tell you, although you know, because you were in the car with me when it happened, our Never Thought I'd Say This was, and what exactly did your teacher say when one boy bit the other boy's penis?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that happened.
That happened. Mm-hmm. Now, here's how we got there. We were all in the minivan.
Yep.
Like we do.
Yeah, which you do drive like a badass, by the way, I have to say. It's impressive.
Look, just because I drive a minivan doesn't mean I have to lose all my street cred.
No.
I can parallel park that thing.
You can.
Like a mofo.
Yeah, no, you don't even use the thing that helps you. Like, I'm impressed. I just need to say that out loud.
So we're driving in the minivan.
Mm-hmm.
It's Celia and myself and our four girls.
Well,
and
we're trying to eat, by the way.
Right. Yes. What were we eating? Oh, we were eating sandwiches from Mendocino Farms.
Yeah.
And so we're eating, driving the van on the way to Cirque du Soleil.
Yep.
Because Celia had gotten us tickets. And really,
out of nowhere.
Yeah. We're driving like down Sepulveda or Manchester or something. Lulu offers up this bit of information.
Yeah. Mom, guess what happened today on our field trip on the bus? And I said, what? And she goes, one boy bit another boy's penis. And I was like, I didn't want to make a big deal of it at first. So I had that like moment where I was like,
You had the Michelle Obama
I had the Michelle Obama mom face moment where I just had to act like it wasn't a big deal.
Right. Right.
And I tried. Of course, though, it was because the older kids started hysterically laughing in the background, in the backseat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my mouth was hanging open because I wasn't sure where this story was going to go.
Well, I don't think any of us were.
No.
No, it was not good. And I said, what did your teachers say when one boy bit the other boy's penis? And then I know I looked at you inside like, I can't believe I just asked that question. Like, what the hell? And her response was, the teacher didn't know.
Right.
That's what she said. The teacher didn't know.
And so I was like.
Then you asked. You're like, what?
Was it me or you that asked, like, wait, were there clothes?
Oh, you
like,
did.
Over the clothes. That's what I said. Over the clothes or under the clothes?
You went right there.
Well, that's, I mean, I feel like.
For safety purposes, you needed to know.
For lots of purposes, I needed to know. Like, I mean, safety.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, is there a kid sitting on the bus pantsless and the teacher doesn't know? Because I feel like...
Jiggling.
Right. Just jiggling. Yeah. Like, because I feel like, you know, there's a big line there. Like, if a kid's pants are off and the teacher doesn't know, or if, like, two kids are, you know, fucking around on the back of the bus. Like,
right.
There's a difference.
Wait, can I just out myself as something I just realized? Is that I know this about the field trip now, that one kid bit the other kid's penis. I don't know where the field trip was. I literally was like thinking to myself, I bet that was the most exciting thing that Lulu saw on the field trip to
the place that they went.
Oh my God, I signed a form. I don't know what it was. I don't know where she went. That's awful. Yep, there we go.
That's
my
amazing.
Mom fail right there.
Yes.
Yeah, no, so then it went off the rails. because the older ones got involved.
Right.
That was bad.
Right. Well, that was the thing. Then, you know, we were laughing about it. Ha, 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 ha.
I took so many pictures of you while we were driving. You were laughing so hard, you're crying. Because they started talking about penises. That was how it went. And this was your...
Yeah.
This went to B. That was when B was like off the rails with the penis talk. She was... Right. That's where she went.
Yeah. And I was like, you got... Like, and... It was that moment when, like, the kids just reach, like, just so absolute, like, peak silliness where they're, like, just stuck, like, Garfield things to the windows, you know? And you're like, you guys, please stop. Please. And it's sort of funny, but you're, like, on that border of, like, I'm going to be laughing. And about 30 seconds from now, I'm going to be, like, taking off my shoe and throwing it in the back seat. And, like, we had gotten there. And so I was, like, trying to, you know, get...
Well, because,
like,
they crossed the line.
Well, and that's... Harper, of course. That's the thing. And this, what this led to Celia and I talking about later was, you know, there's... Even though our girls are... Well, your girls are a little farther apart. They're almost 5 years. My girls are about 2.5 years apart. Mm-hmm. But even now, you know, as my older one's sort of heading more towards middle school and all of that, that it does become hard sometimes to... There's a line. You don't want to, like, leave, you know, the younger kid out, but you're like, you know, we can't do this. We can't.
Well, they started... All four of them started making groaning what they assume to be sex noises.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh
where
my God,
that
I
went.
Forgot about that. Yeah, that was horrifying.
Really, really
that
fast.
Was, right. And we were like, stop.
Stop
well,
it.
Apparently, Zoe tells me that, like, all the kids in her class just walk around going like,
yeah, they like, were sitting like, in the car.
Yes. And Harper said the same thing. I'm like,
they pretend they're humping each other in class.
Yeah, I
in the hallway. That's what they said. And we were like, oh my God.
What is wrong with
them? Well, here's where we went wrong.
And then I had to think about it too, and I was like, you know what? I do remember in, like, fourth and fifth grade there was like the boys that did that. And
yeah.
Like, so weird.
They're just gross. Oh, yeah. My sister's son once, her son's teacher, let me see if I can get that out. Her son's teacher once wrote them an email. I found it recently, letting them know that her son had made a volcano for his science project. He was, like, around Lulu's age, and then pretended to hump it during the science fair. And was making, like,
Until the volcano exploded.
Yep. And, like, she got an email about it and was like, oh, my God, I'm so mortified. I was like, oh, my God, that's the best thing I've ever heard because it didn't happen to me.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Amazing.
Yet.
Here's where I know we went wrong in the car. And this is what made them go off, is that we immediately at some point started laughing. Like, we kept it together and then we started laughing. And
right.
Once they knew they had us. And you
right.
remember that. You
and
know,
that's, I
they
can't.
Had us.
Well, that's the thing, is, like, so much of what they say is so ridiculous.
I know.
And, like, and things that I never thought I'd have to deal with,
uh-huh.
that I can't, it's like that inappropriate response where you're like, I should be really concerned about this,
right.
but instead I can't stop laughing.
It's the church giggles, where you're like, I know I shouldn't laugh in church or synagogue, as the case may be for me.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh my God, I can't. But I also, we've talked about this already, like, I want them to be able to talk to us.
Right.
But then Harper took it a step too far and went into something about blowjobs.
Right.
And right away, the two little ones were like, what's a blowjob?
Yeah. And that was the line. I remember that. That was when we went,
Everyone stopped talking.
Yeah. And it literally, that's for like a good 90 seconds. I seem to remember you and I just going, stop. Everyone stop talking. Don't, please.
I threatened to jump out of the moving car.
Yes, you did.
I said, I'm going to open the van door and roll right out of here.
I was like, no.
So of course.
It was hard enough when I took Zoe to see eighth grade with a friend of hers.
Yeah.
And there was that, you know, the one scene that talks about the blowjob. And Zoe, like I said, you know, we've had the talk and she has, you know, books and things like that. She's aware of things.
Harper's watching Game of Thrones now, so she's like way more aware of all kinds of things.
That's, again, another topic for another day. you know, she's aware of things, but that was like, she got very gay. But what we were saying is that there's like a line where you all of a sudden are like, okay, we're not like, we've got to shut this down.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes to, you know,
gauge it. Right. Well, so I felt really guilty, I guess was the word, you know, late that night, as I do at times where I'm like, oh my God, was that like really bad that Harper said that in front of the little ones and now they're going to ask and, blah, you know, first of all, I don't think either of them really remember.
No, I'm sure they don't.
But this is what I of course, like dive into, you know, every Psychology Today article and group
how
that I'm in.
How traumatized are my children going to be from
ride
gone wrong?
Right. Yes. I'm like, but it was more like, when do you allow kids to have those discussions with each other? And turns out they always have. They always will have those conversations with each other since the dawn of time. Siblings have been, you know, talking to each other. Right. And it's just that we're there. And the thing that's changed, again, it comes back to social media. Things are more accessible. And therapeutically, what's changed is a parent's role in a child's life. That's what it is.
It's true.
Hide that from your parents before.
Right. It is interesting, the relationship and the dynamic that my kids and I have, I feel like, versus what my mom and I have.
Right, exactly.
And I feel like I see a lot more frequently now where kids do feel a little bit more open and free and stuff to talk with their parents about things that I never felt, or I think a lot of people my generation never really experienced.
No, it's like the whisper in the back seat to your sibling or your friend.
Right.
And all research basically showed was that, you know, if the little ones came to us later and said, hey, mom, I want to ask you a question, you know, what's a blowjob?
I would run away and scream and hide my head under a pillow.
Yeah, they don't say to do that. That's not
I'm fine with talking to my kids, but and thank God, like, B is a little more like, she's not as kind of mature and like worldly about stuff. Like, I feel like Zoe is a little more observant and worldly, which, you know, is great.
Right. And that's why we joke and we're like, we could drop the two older ones off in Compton and they'd find their way back with no problem.
You know what? We thought that until we took them to Chinatown.
Well, right. Apparently Harper would be fine. She's the only one.
Yeah.
And everyone else was like,
we didn't talk about that.
Yeah. That, we went to Chinatown.
We went to Chinatown and
3 out of the 4 kids were freaked out.
Yeah. They were like, it is sketchy down here. And it was because like there was some dude at a bus stop that like made inappropriate comments. And I don't think they'd ever experienced that before.
Hold up. We have to say what the inappropriate comment was because then we realized later you walked by with these two older ones. And
I walked by with all of the kids.
Oh, right.
And you and my mom were walking behind.
Right.
Yeah.
And a guy said to you, or to Zoe, right?
He said it to the older kids who were walking in front of me.
Yeah. Something about, you think I want to bang your sister.
Your sister. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Something about banging your sister. And I think they thought he was talking about the little ones, but I was walking back with the little ones.
He thought you.
And I think he thought I was their sister.
Okay.
I don't know.
No,
whatever it was, I told the guy to go fuck himself.
Right. But follow up to that, I'm behind you. And that same guy turned to me and said, you think I want to bang your daughter? So clearly he thinks I'm old enough to be your mom and I'm not playing this whole LA thing right at all. And I need to get, shut up. I need to get all the plastic surgery or something because fuck that guy. I don't care that he made a lewd comment in front of our kids. I care that he thinks that I'm old enough to be your mom.
First, he can maybe he was talking to my mom.
I don't think so. I think that was maybe he's talking to
my mom.
Let's go with that.
Creepy also. I don't know anything about. But we used to say that the older ones were, you know.
They could get home if we like left them in the middle of the city. Right. They could get home.
And
the
little ones
would like build a yurt under a bridge and pretend that they were elves. They would not.
Pretend.
Yeah, they just wouldn't.
So wait.
They wouldn't even try.
We've strayed a little bit. But what was, did we ever get any resolution to the boy
biting the other boys? Well, all I found out later was that it was over the pants.
Okay.
It was over the pants. The teacher did not know until the following day, where I guess every kid in the class outed the two boys. They were yes, as you would.
Right, as you do in second grade.
Exactly. They were joking. They were roughhousing. And one had trapped the other under his legs in an attempt to fart in his face. again, as you would. And
that was sort of like the first half of the movie, Call Me By My Name, wasn't it?
Where I love that you're touching me on purpose because you know I don't want you to. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, where they're like roughhousing and it just turns weird. Is that sort of what was happening?
I guess so. But it was he functioned like, you know, getting away from a skunk. I don't know. It was like his reaction was to bite the crotch of the boy that was trying to fight
the other dude's
to fart
wiener
in his face. Yeah. Which is kind of fair.
It's a legitimate response.
I mean, you know, if someone's going to skunk you in the face, get off me.
I forgot that Celia doesn't like to be touched. And
now she can't stop doing
well,
it.
Well, but we should explain why we're sitting so close also.
Oh, right. Because they might hear the noise. They might hear the background noise, right. Also. Right. So we have a lovely photographer with us today from National Geographic. Because we never thought we'd say that either, but what the hell?
Yeah, I never thought National Geographic would be in my kitchen. I mean, I felt like my house was a bit of a zoo. But
some sort of wildlife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now
it feels like.
We should explain to them that we actually are not part of a wildlife observatory.
I will say that my sister's fiance, I wrote him this morning and told him that National Geographic was going to be here. And he wrote back, and unfortunately my daughter saw it first, and said, why? What's a cougar? And I said, what? Because Daniel's joke was, why is she doing a story on cougars? And I was like, oh, great. And of course, Harper read it. And I was like, right. So, and then I'm like trying to explain it on the way to school. I'm like, never mind. This isn't a conversation I want to have.
No.
So this is for the women's issue of National Geographic.
And we are women.
And we're women.
And so therefore we qualify.
I believe it's because we are moms. It's because moms and the new sort of face of, and Lynn, tell me if I'm getting this wrong, but the new sort of idea.
Lynn is the photographer that's here, by the way.
I know who Jody is still. Not that old. I mean, I know I'm her mom, but whatever.
Well, you are a cougar, apparently.
And get rather.
Oh, God.
We're going to edit that out.
No, we're not. That was amazing. No, look, Emily, our producer is shaking her head. No, we're definitely not editing that out.
It's because what a stay-at-home mom is these days is very different than what a stay-at-home mom was back in the day. And I'm technically a stay-at-home mom, and so are you when you're not on set. I mean, we don't go to 9-to-5 jobs. We have very different lives. And I... you know, like we said, I gave up my government job with pension and security. And why did I do that again? And retirement.
Yeah.
And I moved out here because I didn't see my kids. I just didn't see them. I would get up 6-something in the morning and I wouldn't see them before I left. And I would get back at like 5-something and see them maybe for an hour or two before they went to bed.
I bet you're really wishing you still had that job.
I kind of am. Yeah, I see them a lot now. It's like really like this was a bad call on my part. I don't know what I was thinking. Now I can't get them away from me.
So National Geographic is here shooting us while we record our little podcast.
While we cast our pod.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And next up, we have our airing of grievances. What have our kids complained about to management this week?
Everything.
Shall we
airing of grievances.
Slide into our airing of grievances.
Yes. I know what yours was about, but I don't really know what it is. I saw you post it on Facebook and I think all I wrote to you was, write it down.
Okay. Yeah. That's every time there's a good post now on Facebook, we just go, write it down and don't text me about it. Okay. So the airing of grievances this week. So last week, it's after school one day and, you know, the kids are just kind of hanging out at home. I come into the kitchen and B has on a little apron and she has opened up this little like parasol from Chinatown and put it on the table.
Where
and
then she was not murdered.
Right. And she has written out a menu on a little piece of wood.
That's
and
cute.
Put it up. And she was like, Hawaii's natural restaurant or Hawaii's nature is the restaurant is open. And I was like, oh, fantastic.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was adorable.
Uh-oh.
Right. So she's got the little sign and then we have options. Okay. So we've got There were several drink options. There was white oolong tea.
Oh.
And then there was slice of heaven cookies.
Oh.
I'm just remembering the two things that I ordered.
I want a slice of heaven cookie.
We'll just wait. So.
Okay, don't.
Yeah. So I ordered the oolong tea hoping that it was actual oolong tea because, okay, you know, I've got a cabinet full of tea. And
it was not. I take it.
No, it was not oolong tea. Okay. I watched her put this together, and Zoe watched as well.
I was going to ask where Zoe was because that couldn't have gone over well.
Yeah, and so I see B get the peanut butter out.
Oh my God.
And the almond milk.
What?
And blueberries and jam and a baggie and a rolling pin.
What?
And a straw. It was a lot of things happening.
For the tea?
For the tea.
Oh my God.
And so I start thinking that perhaps this oolong tea is not, in fact, oolong tea.
Not what you signed up for.
So she scrapes in two, like, things of peanut butter at the bottom. She has taken blueberries and jam, put them into a baggie and mushed them up with the rolling pin. Dumped that in and then poured almond milk in the glass. Didn't blend this, by the way. It's just like a thick oozing layer of peanut butter at the bottom with almond milk. Wait, and like blueberry
and
jam.
People don't know this about you, but you're like me, you're a neat freak. And the amount of mess this must have been coming, I don't even know. Did you have to like sit on
your
hands?
Breathing, yes.
Okay.
So she brings it over and she's got like two straws in it for me and Zoe. And she's like, here you go, here's your oolong tea. And I'm looking at Zoe because Zoe's looking at me like, no fucking way, mom. Like, I'm not doing this. And I'm staring back at her with like the big mom eyes,
right,
of like, if you don't do this, I will end you. And so we each take a drink out of the straw and I'm like whispering without moving my mouth. I'm like, just pretend that you like it and just tell her it's great. So we pretend and we're like, oh, it's so delicious.
Want to be supportive? Think,
right. Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
So then I'm like, well, I wanted the slice of heaven cookies. She's like, okay. So she starts pulling out like flour and things.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, wait, what are you doing? She goes, I'm making cookies. I was like, oh, no. Because I know we didn't have eggs. I know I haven't been in the grocery store in a minute. So like, I don't know what the hell she's going to make it out of. So then she gets out the bread, more blueberries, some butter.
Oh, God.
A lemon.
Oh, a lemon.
Just wait.
Oh, God.
So this I'm sitting there at the restaurant, quote, unquote, counter. Mm-hmm. And she gets out a piece of bread and butters it. She takes out a bowl, fills it with some water, squeezes some lemon into it.
Ew.
And then takes blueberries and places them on top of said bread and butter and then proceeds to pick it up and dip it into the lemon water.
Ew.
And
why?
Then flop said soggy bread back onto a plate.
And then you ate it.
Fuck no, I didn't eat it. And that's where that is where the grievance began.
Oh, I
because
bet.
She it was on this plate and
God.
Falling apart.
Ew.
And Zoe's standing at the counter looking at me like,
that's vomit.
You
not
well, she's like, are you gonna do this? Like, yeah, how are you gonna pretend this one, mom? And I'm looking at B and her little face is like, oh, like so excited.
Aww.
And I just looked at it and I was like, I can't be. God, I love you so much. I can't possibly stomach this. This is horrible. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. And just the tears well up and she just runs out of the room and into, and I'm like, oh. And Zoe's like looking at me like, good one, mom. And I'm like, I can't. There's no way.
You're supportive and then there's food poisoning.
Yeah, right. With soggy lemon water bread with butter and blueberry. No.
That would have come up from you right after you ate it and looked the exact same. It would not have been a good thing.
So I go in B's room I'm sitting there on her bed and I videotape. She's pacing back and forth. Literally like 7 feet back and forth. And so I'm like recording because I'm like, this is, she's just purposefully stomping about 5 steps in one direction. Then
just so you'll watch her.
Whips around and 5 steps the other and whips around. Like she's seen someone pace in like a, you know, an old movie from like 1945. I'm pacing because I'm angry. Like that's what she was doing. And so I'm like, B, are you just pacing? I'm like, why are you pacing? Because I can. And continues to pace. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So I finally had to explain to her that it was like when she made me Play-Doh food and it's, you know, I can't eat that either.
I mean, you could, but I wouldn't.
No. You know, I was like, it's like that, but it's the thought and it meant so much. And she was just very upset that, you know, she had failed and that her creativity wasn't good enough.
You didn't support it.
No, I did not. No. I absolutely did not. I have a line, and that is where I draw the line.
Yeah, I don't see how I could have done that either. That's a lot.
But yeah, but B's grievance was that I killed her creativity.
Except you didn't kill it. You let her be creative. You just didn't want to eat her creativity, which I feel like is fair.
Yeah. No, yeah. I did not. Mm-mm.
That's...
No. Oh, no. And she also said that... She said originally that the restaurant had a motto. It had a quote, which was... Get this. This shit is deep. Was that happiness is the best kind of sickness? No, optimism is the best kind of sickness. She has a future as a fortune cookie writer, really. And
but not a cookie maker.
Don't
make them.
No. She can write them, but no... the fortunes, don't make the cookies. Then, of course, when all of this happened, she said that I killed her optimism.
Mm.
So I have ruined her forever.
Yeah, she's never coming back from that.
No, she's not getting that kind of sickness again.
See
no
if she ever makes you cookies
her.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be lucky if she ever makes you cookies again.
I hope not.
Well, I have one that's not as in depth as that at all from Lulu. And it all just starts with a quote from Lulu that I was apparently supposed to understand what she was talking about. And I'm just going to tell you what she said. I was lying in bed with her. It was bedtime. She's trying to go to, I'm assuming she's going to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, she just looks at me and she says, if I rub my legs together, I can start a crotch fire. I'm a Girl Scout. Woo! Okay. Okay. Your reaction is my reaction to that. And then
is that when you explained that crotch fire is not actually a good thing?
I did not get even did it.
Now that goes back to our thing of drawing
my reaction was your reaction. And apparently that was not the reaction she was looking for, and got completely serious and said, what? And I said, what? I don't know what anything just meant.
She was surprised that you had an odd reaction.
Yes.
To her saying that she could start
a crotch. If I rub my legs together, I can start a crotch fire. I'm a Girl Scout. Woo! How the hell was I supposed to react to that? And she was like,
by getting some kindling, obviously.
I thought you would be proud of me. I was like, for what? For what? I haven't even seen you do this, so I'm not even sure it's true. Like, how am I supposed to know you can really start a crotch fire with your legs by rubbing them together? I'm not going to give you praise for something I haven't even seen you demonstrate. Yeah.
So did she do it?
Yes. And my whole house went up in flames. Eventually she started laughing because I was like, and then I was like, you need to explain to me, like, first of all, you're not a Girl Scout, so I don't even know what that's about. Second of all, I don't think that's like, I don't know what badge you get for crotch fires, like a little like flaming vagina or something. No idea.
Like, there's no amount of cookies you could sell to counteract that.
It's not in the Girl Scout pledge, I'll tell you that much. Because I was in Girl Scouts and there's not any like make new friends and keep the crotch fire or anything like that. No, it was bad.
Now, maybe that's what the girls learn in the Boy Scout camp when they want to go to Boy Scouts.
And then they bite their penises.
Way to bring it full circle, Celia. Way to bring it full circle.
In the end, I will say that she started laughing only because as we were arguing face to face, like this close to each other in her bed, like she was in my face, I at some point just looked at her and I said, Lulu, this is what you just said to me. And I repeated it back and I just stared her dead in her big blue eyes, and all of a sudden she just started laughing and she goes, oh, yeah, that didn't make any sense.
I love that it took her a minute, though, to really...
Oh, it took like 10.
That she was really upset.
Yeah.
How dare you not understand what she obviously meant and her amazing talent.
It took everything I had not to text you last night. This is, again, loving this part of the podcast.
I know, this is the hardest part.
It's so...
Is that we have to keep our stories.
But I paced around upstairs for 10 minutes.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it because that
I'm a Girl
story...
Scout. Woo! I'm going to say that from now on for no reason whatsoever. Whenever I have a big fail,
right.
I'm just going to yell.
I'm a Girl Scout. Woo!
Oh my God. You know what we have to say really fast as far as mom fails? Although I personally think this was a win on our part, even though I know we're doing craptastic parenting moments, is that we have to just say, as far as the car ride home.
Oh, yes. Yes. The car ride home. We reached our peak silliness.
From Cirque du Soleil.
Because for some reason I had on the Apple Music radio thing and it was on like old school hip hop and it kept playing MC Hammer Too Legit to Quit. And it was
like in the auditorium into the show.
When we walked in, I was hearing MC Hammer because I realized my phone was on in my pocket.
Yeah, your butt was playing Too Legit to Quit
as we're walking through. And it took me a really long time to figure out why the noise was following me. Uh-huh. So anyway, when we got back into the van at the end of the night, that song automatically came up on the Bluetooth. And so I start getting down in the van, right? As we're pulling out of the Forum parking lot.
And I joined you
fast. And you join me. And the kids are like, oh my God, yeah, mom, you can't do this. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. And so we took it to the next level.
Well, I was like, why is this embarrassing you? So we opened up our windows and we were singing
the music.
And they were like, stop it. And I said, I think you said, nobody, it's not like anybody knows who you are.
Oh,
and
right.
So I leaned my head out and I said, Harper. And I said her last name. And Zoe, and I said her last name, are in the back of this car. And we're their moms.
Yeah. And we were like doing like the pretend running man.
Yep.
Too legit. Yeah.
Oh, they are mortified.
It was fantastic.
Next time I'm just going to yell, I can rub my legs together and start a crash.
I'm a Girl Scout.
I'm a Girl Scout. Woo.
Yeah.
And see how that goes.
Yeah.
That's my new thing.
But that was.
It was good. See, embarrassing though, I think.
Yes.
Not the craptastic parenting moments of the week though. We have better ones than that.
Celia was like, you have to tell
it's
this.
It's one of my favorites ever.
Parenting moment. And this is, it's an old one. This was from a couple years ago, actually.
It ages well.
And it's one of the best stories of just what happens as a mom. So this was a couple years ago and it was at the holidays. The girls had their, their winter concert at school. My mom had come up from her place. She'd come up to visit. Come to the winter concert, and we had big plans. You know, kids had a minimum day. We were going to a lunch. We were going to see Santa at the mall. We were going to go shopping, and then we were going to drive around and go look at Christmas lights.
Everything that sounds fun on paper.
Right? I had this magical winter wonderland day of family and love and perfection in my head. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know why I even attempted that or, had that thought in my head because it never turns out.
No.
But I was like, no, this is going to be great. It's me. It's just a great three-generation woman day and Merry Christmas. Right. So.
Tis the season.
Right. So already after we get in the car from school and are heading to go get lunch, it's already the bickering just in the back of the van. The whole time. And I'm like,
don't touch me. Don't bick at me.
Right. So we get there. We have lunch. We go through our day. They're bickering about Santa, all this stuff. Like, one doesn't want to wait in line. Whatever. Finally, I'm like, just smile. Get a nice Christmas picture.
Everybody's like, happy. Damn it.
Right. So do all that. We're driving around looking at Christmas lights. These two have been at it.
Oh, God.
All day.
And you're stuck in the van with your mom on
with
top
my
of it.
Right. With my mom. And, and I'm like, you guys are making a fool of me in front of Grammy. Making me look like I have no control over you.
Yep. That's the worst.
So we're driving around, look at the Christmas lights. And it's this huge neighborhood where you drive really slow and there's all these people walking
around. In Sherman
around.
Oaks, that area?
No, further out in the valley. Nice. And so it's beautiful, mm-hmm. right? Or one would think.
If you were alone.
Right. Now, I'm in a minivan. I've got the Christmas music playing, all the stuff. My mom's in there. There's ample window space in a minivan. Okay? The whole fucking thing is a window. All the way around is a window. It's got a panoramic roof. More windows. There's barely any car. It's all goddamn windows. And my two children are arguing over who can see out the goddamn window.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? Your heads aren't that big. Lean 3 inches to the left or right and you can see, right? So they're just going. I said, we're going to go home. Finally.
You snapped.
I snapped.
Oh, good.
I pull over suddenly, right? I jerk the car over to the side. I put it in park. I turn around. I said, that's it. One of you two is getting out of this car with me. I don't know who it's going to be, but it ain't going to be pretty. And in that moment, as they're staring back at me like I've lost my mind, and my mom is just looking at me like, oh shit. I realize I've basically challenged my children to a bar fight.
Uh-huh.
And the minivan equivalent of let's take this outside. And then at that moment I realized, like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Wait, were they trying to pick which one it was, by the way? Because that's a question I've always wanted to ask.
Shut up, because I lost it.
You're serious.
Right. And so they were like, oh. You know, and so I was like, we done? Turn it back around, and I put it in drive. And I remember I look over and I was like, oh, look, you guys, there's an inflatable Snoopy over there. How cute is that? And like everyone in the car looked at me like I was out of my fucking mind.
And you're like, no, I'm not.
Right. I was like, no, this is great.
I'm having my moment.
Can everyone see the inflatable Snoopy now? Can we all see it in this car of all windowed glass? Can we see it? Uh-huh. How about you stand outside of the sunroof? Just put your head out of it.
Like a dog.
It was ridiculous. But that was one of my more craptastic parenting moments.
I love
basically
that one.
Telling my children, let's take this shit outside.
I love that you were basically like, as soon as you realized it, that you were just kind of like, moving on.
Right.
Okay, great. Yeah. Neither of you? Awesome. Let's continue on because I'm going to have my moment with
fucking
Christmas.
You know what? I like to say parenting, shock and awe. It's you have to have that's the shock and awe. Like sometimes you just have to say something so off the chart ridiculous and loudly that they just freeze, and then you have to like just go back to like normal behavior.
This is where I have to say, being a Jew, you completely lose out on the threats of Christmas. When I was married to my ex-husband and we had Christmas, I realized that that's like the best bargaining chip for, you know, parents.
Yeah, until your kids figure out that there's no way that you're not going to
But you can
Christmas.
Still say that you're not going to give them presents, where it's like in Hanukkah, where I'm like, I couldn't sit, like, I wouldn't take my kids probably to go see the lights, which just makes me like a Grinch, which is true. But it would be like, if they started fighting, I'd be like, I will blow out that menorah. We're doing like religious ones, weirdly, because I mean, not really, but you've Christmas. And mine has to do with my neighbors. So I was getting the kids ready for school. It was a Friday morning. This also happened a few weeks back because I know I called you after this. And I was like, I have to move.
Yeah.
Because I have an Orthodox Jewish family that live next to me. They are so sweet. I think there's 4 or 5 kids. I honestly don't know. I've lost track of them. They are adorable. They're quiet. They play so nice. They're like always dressed kind of the same as Orthodox.
Like?
I don't know because I haven't experienced it, but I see it in next door and it looks lovely. They're dressed like really cute. It was, you know, just, you know, they're just nice.
Right.
They're nice people and they're very religious. My kids, on the other hand, were wild animals. And I'm trying to get them out the door and we're late and I have a client that's going to call me at 8. And if I'm not back, it's like the whole, hey, I got to get in my car.
Right.
Like, it's obnoxious. And so I'm trying to get them and they're arguing with each other and they're touching each other in the face for some reason. They were like poking each other in the cheek. That was like their thing that morning when they just kept poking each other in the cheek. And then they would do it and be like, ow, don't do it. And I say, stop it. And then the other one would do it again to the other one. And as I'm pushing them out the door to the car, I lose it and I yell at them and I'm like, get your fucking asses in the fucking car. God damn it. I cannot stand this bullshit anymore. Fucking get in the fucking car. It's fucking Friday. And I look up and lined across the yard are the Orthodox Jewish family. Like kids from oldest to little dressed the same.
Pointing at you. No.
Just in awe, staring at me, mouths open like, what? And their parents. And like there's just a moment where we all make eye contact and I just looked at them and I was like, good Shabbos. It was also a Friday. I just swore like a truck driver in front of your very Orthodox children and Shabbat Shalom to you.
Like, would you like some of the challah that I made?
And no, they can't even take that because they're kosher. It was like, I'm going to go to the kosher bakery and buy them some cookies and leave them on their doorstep. Right. And they'd just be like, sorry.
Really sorry about that.
Yeah. Bad Jew. Bye. Yeah. That was mine. It was bad. Like, seriously bad. And I, you know, whatever. I'm a terrible Jew. It's, they had to know, I'm sure.
They've probably figured it out by now.
It was the looks on all of their faces, though, was kind of priceless. Like, it was that when I'm like, that's probably how, because my older sister's an Orthodox Jew. I'm like, that's probably how my older sister looks at my Facebook every time she looks at my Facebook. Just mouth open, like,
I can't,
you know,
believe.
Yeah. She goes over to Wailing Wall Davins for me and says like 5,000 prayers and is right, like, right, just, right. You know, please just help her. Clearly she's lost.
I love that you lived like right in the middle of it, though, so that no, really, there's just... You're going to most likely offend someone on your way out the door
all the
every
time,
morning.
Pretty much. I mean, even if I'm talking to clients, like I'll be walking out and be like, oh,
I mean,
that's bullshit.
I don't live in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood, but I'm pretty sure that there are mornings when I'm yelling at my children as we're walking out the door, like, wow, this is really loud for 7:30 in the morning.
Do we have time to say how all of our children and Barrett like probably serenaded your neighbors with a song the other day? Do you remember that when we were hiding upstairs and they were all singing the wrong lyrics to the Phil Collins song? Because that was pretty awesome also.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
They did do that. So you may have to move just because of that at some point. But they were all singing the song Like China is what it's called.
Right.
By Phil Collins.
But it doesn't sound like
it
China.
Does not sound like that. And my younger sister and I, when we were little, believed that the words were, I'll be so careful, I'll hold your vagina. And used to sing that very loudly. And for some stupid reason, I decided to tell not only my children that, but yours as well.
Yeah. And so now they sing that song and they were singing it really loudly,
really loudly
in the backyard. And I had to yell out the window and be like, knock it off.
Like stop.
Please, please.
I can't imagine what neighbors on both. They were like, those
my
kids
neighbors
singing like vagina.
Oh, my neighbors, the poor souls, really. It's just poor souls. I actually found
like
a
moment
great meme
CPS
the other day
the
that we'll have to post on our social media that said, the weather's getting warmer and my windows will be open. So if you hear me screaming like a crazy person, please know that I have said this nicely 5 times to my family already. And that the screaming that you hear is only because no one's listening.
No one listens.
Yeah. So that's what I should just post that like outside of my house, you know, and over the back fence. Like, look, if you hear me, it's because I've just been like, hey, guy, you just want to put that away? You want, hey, how about, hey, you gonna, how, can you take, God damn it, right, like that's
it does
sort of
go
how
like that.
It does.
I know.
I try
to be nice.
Speaking of social media, let's throw out our social media handles so
you guys can
follow us, and you can also email us and send us your craptastic parenting moments, your fail mail.
We have Instagram. It's at Never Thought I'd Say This. That's the same on Facebook, at Never Thought I'd Say This. Twitter is at Never Thought I'd, and I am still mad because I wanted the whole thing and it was taken. Whoever has that should write me and apologize. Then you can email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
I'm
going to say it every single time.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if I was the person that took the Twitter
just
handle
to fuck with me,
just to fuck
asshole.
With you so that every time you had to say it,
you just laugh at your own little secret.
God, I wish I'd thought of that. I so wish I'd thought of that, because that I would get such great pleasure out of that every time.
You got to find out who it is and be like, just give it to me. Like, just give it to me and I won't tell her.
That's... And like on your deathbed, I just go, hey, remember how pissed you were that you couldn't get that Twitter handle?
Mine.
And then you just, like, that's your last breath and that's it.
No, it'll be, fuck you.
Yeah.
That bothered me this whole time.
So check us out on social media, you guys. Our email? Did you say our email?
I did.
Okay.
God, you don't listen to me at all.
I was too busy laughing. I was laughing in my head.
Yeah, with your evil fucking genius plan in your life.
Guys, I was laughing at my funny.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what you do. You laugh at your joke before you say it.
Because it's funny. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
Not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.